The Healer's Secret by Don Nicholas. In the heart of the small village of Willowbrook, nestled between rolling hills and surrounded by lush forests, lived a woman named Elizabeth. She was known throughout the village as the caretaker of the community garden, a sanctuary of vibrant blooms and flourishing vegetables. With her gentle touch and nurturing spirit, Elizabeth cared for the cherished patch of land that was a thriving oasis of color and life. Every morning, before the sun had even begun its ascent into the sky, Elizabeth would don her well-worn gardening gloves and set off for the garden. She could often be seen with her trusty watering can, tending to each plant as if it were her own child. The garden was her pride and joy, a place where the villagers found solace and respite from their daily worries. One crisp, dewy morning, as Elizabeth was carefully pruning the roses, she noticed something peculiar out of the corner of her eye. Amongst the garden's towering oak trees stood an ancient giant, its gnarled branches stretching out like welcoming arms. This old oak tree had always been a part of the garden, but on this day, it seemed to radiate an ethereal presence, its leaves shimmering with an otherworldly light. Her curiosity piqued. Elizabeth approached the tree cautiously. She had heard tales from her grandmother about the spirits of the woods and how they sometimes revealed themselves to those who truly cared for the land. As she drew nearer, a soft, melodious voice emanated from the tree. "Dear caretaker of the earth," the voice whispered like a gentle breeze through the leaves, "I have watched you tend to this garden with love and devotion. Your connection to the land has not gone unnoticed." Startled but not afraid, Elizabeth replied, "Who are you?" "I am a guardian of these woods," the voice answered, "a guardian with a message for you. You may call me Oakheart." Elizabeth, her heart pounding, listened intently as Oakheart continued, "In your pursuit of nurturing this garden, you have forgotten to tend to another garden, the garden of your own well-being. You pour your love into these plants, but you must also tend to the roots of your own health." Tears welled up in Elizabeth's eyes as she realized the truth in Oakheart's words. She had spent so much time caring for others that she had neglected herself. Her back ached, and her spirit felt weary. Oakheart's branches rustled gently, as if he were offering a comforting embrace. Nature holds the power to heal, not just the land, but also the soul. You must learn to nurture yourself, to rest when you need it, and to find joy in the simple pleasures of life. Elizabeth nodded, her heart heavy with gratitude. "Thank you, Oakheart, for your wisdom." As the days turned into weeks, Elizabeth followed Oakheart's advice. She took time for herself, indulging in long walks in the forest, meditating beneath the shade of the old oak tree, and practicing self-care. Her health improved, and a newfound glow of vitality radiated from her. Word of Elizabeth's transformation spread throughout the village, inspiring others to prioritize their own well-being and connect with the healing power of nature. The community garden flourished more than ever, but Elizabeth's greatest transformation was the newfound balance she had found in her life. In the heart of Willowbrook, amidst the blossoms and the bird song, the angelic figure of Oakheart, the ancient oak tree, continued to watch over the village and its caretaker. And as the seasons changed, the healing magic of the garden grew stronger, reminding everyone that the most profound transformations often begin with the simple act of tending to one's own heart.